We're talking today with Ben Hale from Western Livestock Auctions. And Ben, let's maybe first of all talk about this week's Oklahoma National Stockyard sales. The estimate, 12,000 head, big numbers. And I tell you, from the descriptions I'm hearing from several folks, including what you've indicated, some great quality.
Yeah, lots of great quality yesterday. Several heifers that could have went back to the country be bred that weren't, but just a good showing. 12,000 compared to about 8,200 a year ago.
What, give me a little bit of a feel of, these are, we're getting into some bigger runs. We've had some, obviously some weather that's held us back a little bit, but we're having a lot of cattle come to market right now.
Yes, we are, Ron. And we typically do the first 3 weeks of January or four, if you don't have weather. And I think part of this is weather related, it's just strung it out. And then we have had some of these lighter yearlings. If you look at this market report, from 435 pounds to a tight 7 weight, those are some big numbers of cattle to turn out.
And at this point, the prospects with the moisture we've had and of course, this warmer weather, we're going to start seeing some pasture especially wheat pasture that has already been available. But for guys that are not going to try to actually harvest, there's going to be some acres really available this spring.
Yeah, we're spraying and fertilizing lots of wheat, and everybody else is when you see it. And so we're sure going to have good graze out. We should in a lot of areas. And the market showed it yesterday with that big jump last week. We still had these feeders 2 to 5 higher, and these grazing calves kind of 2 to 4, 2 to 5 higher compared to that huge jump they met last week with a lot of demand all the way through that sale last night.
For last week, what was the attitude? What all, maybe some of the highlights from both Comanche and Woodward?
It was just a lot of optimism. We got that on-feed report coming out this Friday, and they got those placement numbers at 92% estimate. I think that's got everybody kind of looking forward to it, hoping those numbers carry through, because that would be a low placement number in quite some time. I can't remember when or if we had one quite that low, Ron. So that, the moisture, the cattle coming to town, and just the optimism of still being able to make some money on the front, on the back end of this deal moving forward.
You anticipating some pretty good numbers this week at the two out in the state markets, the Comanche and Woodward markets?
Yes. It's looking like we are going to have a good run at Comanche tomorrow. And we got a deal of about 190 cows off one ranch in Texas that are thin fleshed, all black cows and heavy bred, so just perfect for somebody trying to find something to graze out some wheat with.
For folks that want to give you a call, what's the best number?
940-631-2333 be my cell phone. We'd love to have the opportunity to help you if we could.
Ben Hale with Western Livestock Auctions, a number that he mentioned, 940-631-2333. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.